Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by Yukon Health. Hello, Sharky.
Hey, Gina J. Good afternoon. Gossip time. What do you got for us today?
I love this story. Drake was at a McDonald's last night. He left a huge tip.
Did he really?
$10,000 each to two of the female employees.
Oh, my God.
$10,000 in cash.
That's a nice bonus.
Yeah, I love that story. So it looks like Maroon 5 and NFL have canceled the annual news conference this year.
Yeah, they're just rolling out behind-the-scenes footage of all the acts getting ready for the big show on Sunday. The big deal here is Travis Scott and Big Boi were going to get a lot of questions.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not boycotting, you know, the whole Colin Kaepernick kneeling down during the national anthem. So they were going to get slaughtered with all these questions. I think the NFL just wanted to take the air out of that, so they're showing backscene footage of them getting ready for Sunday, and that's it.
So, looks like Fox had offered Empire star Jussie Smollett security after he received that threatening homophobic letter at the studio, but he declined, unfortunately.
Yeah, he did. Of course, he was attacked the other night by two men. He now has 24/7 armed security until they are able to apprehend these two idiots, saying he'll be back working on the show shortly. So he just got to recover a little bit.
Ariana Grande in the news today. Looks like she got a Japanese tattoo. Now, she went there and she wanted it to say seven rings, but instead...
Yeah, I guess the character that they tattooed on her has some sort of meaning as far as like Japanese style barbecue or something.
Yeah, I guess it's spelled out Shishirin or something like that, which means a Japanese barbecue grill. But then she comes back and says, well, you know, it was so painful. I left some of the characters out because I couldn't deal with the pain anymore. Oh, okay. Pink's husband, Carrie Hart. Well, he's stirring up some controversy. He posted a video of his 7-year-old daughter with Pink shooting a rifle.
Oh.
Yeah. And people are attacking him on it.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah. And he says, look, he goes, I taught her at the age of 3 how to shoot, and it's all safety. I'm like, oh, boy.
Why don't you wait till she's a teenager, maybe?
Ashton Kutcher, I totally missed out on this yesterday. I saw the number pop up, and I thought it was a joke. I guess he tweeted out his phone number yesterday, and he wanted people to contact him.
Yeah, and you missed out on it.
I did. But
I guess he's going to do it again at a later date. He wants to reach his fans as a real deal.
Right.
You know, it's a real deal. Like, yeah, this is me and, you know, this is my number.
Congratulations to Rachel Platten and her husband. They welcomed their first child. I love this name. Violet Sky Lizanne. Aww.
Wow,
that's
nice.
Pretty.
Violet Sky.
And finally, renewed for sophomore seasons. If you were watching CBS's God Friended Me, that's being picked up again.
Okay.
The Neighborhood.
All right.
Magnum P.I., which I actually kind of do like that show.
Do you really?
I do. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Tom,
I know.
Selleck.
Yeah, Tom is the original. I know.
Come on.
FBI's been picked up for a second season. And
another cop show, just what we need.
That one I did not like, surprisingly.
Wow.
Did not like it. And The Masked Singer has been picked up for season 2.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I'll be fast-forwarding to the end of that show, because tonight's Chicago Wednesday. All my shows are on. You have a great night, Sharky. For more celebrity gossip, check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.